Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb Tahrir's English Podcast. Press release. O people, do you still have hope in the current ignorant and incompetent Rawabida rulers and politicians? The race of begging onto the door of the global colonial power, United States, between power-greedy democratic political classes are unprecedented. إِذَا لَمْ تَسْتَحِي فَصْنَعْ مَا شِئْتْ. If you have no shame, then do whatever you want. Sahih Bukhari. This saying of the Prophet ﷺ is reflected in the current interim government and democratic political classes, who without caring about the expectations of the people, have set a shameless example in power, greediness among themselves, and competition of loyalty to the Kafir colonialist United States. The people are fed up with this political circus, and at the same time very worried, because the people that had revolted against the policy of corruption, misrule, slavery to the US, Britain, India, and war on Islam of the tyrant Hasina for 15 and a half years and brought down the rule of the flagship party of secularism, Awami League, in the last July uprising are now witnessing the return of the same politics. The July declaration is to maintain the continuity of the failed secular capitalist system that has existed over the people for decades. And the proposed July charter is to maintain the dominance of the Americans by maintaining the political settlement of power sharing between the political parties and the agents. What expectations can the people have from these shameless rulers and political classes? After the fall of the tyrant Hasina, the people expected Professor Yunus to take effective steps to counter the dominance of the US, Britain, India by utilizing his global influence. He could have created such a discussion and political environment in the country through which people would be able to create a new political settlement to protect the interests of Islam, the interests of the people, and the sovereignty of the country in the new Bangladesh. Although the majority of the population of this country are Muslims, the interim government, to exclude Islam from the political settlement, has not lifted the ban imposed by tyrant Hasina on the political party Hizb Tahrir by surrendering to the US, India. Nevertheless, through online conferences, Hizb Tahrir has presented the structure of the Islamic State, the way to establish a self-reliant economy and a strong military force to protect the sovereignty of the country in the light of the Islamic Constitution, to implement the hopes and aspirations of the people in the new Bangladesh. In addition, these conferences, like the one on the topic, How Does a Revolution Fail?, have created enlightened political awareness instead of accepting these proposals to protect Islam, the interests of the people and sovereignty of the country. The interim government has not stopped suppressing the Islam-loving people of the country and Hizb Tahrir. It is possible to unite the people of this country only on the basis of Islamic creed. Yet, one Islamist party, together with one of the secular political parties, BNP, have promised the United States to confront the rise of the Islamic system, Khilafah, Caliphate. In fact, through this, they have united in the politics of slavery of the Americans and severed their ties with the Islam-loving people of this country. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us about these rulers and politicians. سيأتي على الناس سنوات خداعات يصدق فيها الكاذب ويكذب فيها الصادق ويؤتمن فيها الخائن ويخون فيها الأمين وينطق فيها الرويبضة. قيل وما الرويبضة؟ قال الرجل التافه يتكلم في أمر العامة. A year of treachery will come upon the people, when the liar will be considered honest, and the honest will be considered a liar, and the traitor will be considered trustworthy, and the trustworthy will be considered a traitor, and the Ruwaybida will decide the affairs. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, who are the Ruwaybida? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, the incompetent and ignorant people who take charge of the affairs of the people. Hadith Sunan ibn Majah. Therefore, it is the duty of the people to abandon these ignorant and incompetent rulers and politicians. They are so interested in protecting the interests of the Americans, but very negligent in looking after the affairs of the people. O people, enough is enough. Now you have to be active. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Indeed, Allah will not change the condition of a people until they change what is within themselves. Surah Ar-Ra'd 11. You must reject the politics of slavery to America and unite on the basis of Islam. Your last refuge is your loyal sons serving in the military. You must clearly demand from them that they hand over power to Hizb Tahrir to establish the Khilafah on the method of prophethood. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ثُمَّ تَكُونُ خِلَافَةً عَلَى مِنْهَاجِ النُّبُوَّةِ. Then there will be the end of tyranny. Then there will be khilafah upon the method of prophethood. Hadith Musnad Ahmad. Two things are clear from this hadith. Firstly, the good news of the return of the khilafah upon the method of prophethood. And secondly, the end of the current rule of tyranny through the establishment of the eminent khilafah. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تنصروا الله ينصركم ويثبت أقدامكم. O you who have believed, if you support Allah, He will support you and plant firmly your feet. Surah Muhammad 7, Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Bangladesh.